A man is dead following a farming accident in Carroll County. The sheriff's office says 44-year-old Luke Logan was run over by a wagon along Astor Road Southeast in Perry Township Tuesday afternoon. Deputies were alerted to the incident shortly after 5 p.m. An investigation determined the loaded wagon began rolling down a hill and Logan lost his footing when he attempted to turn its tongue. He was pronounced dead at the scene. Logan was a special education teacher at Claymont High School. The Stark County Grand Jury has indicted an Alliance man on charges that he attacked his live-in partner. 68-year-old Roderick Matthews is charged with felonious assault and domestic violence. The charges stem from a June 6th incident in the first block of East Cambridge Street. Matthews allegedly sliced the woman on her left arm with an unknown cutting instrument during an argument. She suffered a large and deep laceration across her forearm. Matthews was arraigned today in Common Pleas Court. Nimishillen Township trustees dealt with numerous fire department matters Thursday. WDPN's David Schurer reports.
Three new members were sworn in as firefighter paramedics. Ian Fakus, Christopher Bloom, and Tessa Dutton will each receive $16.96 an hour, effective July 27. Jennifer Sells was sworn in as a part-time firefighter paramedic at $20.14 an hour, along with Travis Barton and Daniel Riggs being sworn in as full-time firefighter paramedics. Jake Luckring was granted a leave of absence effective July 27. Fire Chief Adam Gaddis reported that the department now has 7 full-time and 18 part-time staff.
A vacant seat on Hartville Village Council has been filled. Lawmakers appointed Kelly Reese to the post Monday. She succeeds Sherry Chambers, who resigned July 9th. Reese will serve the remainder of Chambers' term, which runs through the end of 2025. Council considered 4 candidates for the seat. Reese must resign from the village's Board of Public Affairs after joining council. Voters in Canton Township will be asked to support a measure that would grant trustees limited home rule. The issue will appear on the November 5th ballot. Among other things, the change would allow township officials to have more control over yard waste, transient vendors, and animals. The repository reports it would allow them to issue citations and fine violators of local rules. Trustees also could establish a police force, but there are no plans to do so. They were prompted to put the issue before voters due to potential state legislation that would eliminate statutory townships' zoning power. In Stark County, Jackson, Perry, and Plain townships have limited home rule. Columbiana County Commissioners have taken a step toward building a new county records storage building. They agreed Wednesday to advertise for statements of qualifications from design-build firms. The Morning Journal reports the bid opening for the qualifications will be August 28th. Records are currently kept in several locations. Last year, commissioners allowed Commissioner Tim Weigel to sign a preliminary design agreement with Youngstown-based MS Consultants. A 2-story, 25,000-square-foot building will be constructed on a vacant lot along East Chestnut Street in Lisbon. It's the former site of the County Department of Job and Family Services. Demolition of downtown Youngstown's Realty Tower is taking longer than expected. A deadline was set for August 2nd to take the building down to the fourth floor, but all 12 stories are still standing. WFMJ-TV reports the deadline was crucial because that's when funding was supposed to run out to help the tenants of the neighboring International Towers. They were evacuated after the Realty Tower was damaged by an explosion May 28th. Organizations such as the United Way of Youngstown and the Mahoning Valley are unsure when the residents can get back into the building. They say they have enough funding to house them elsewhere if the area is still unsafe. Beginning next week, another wrecking ball and crane are expected to work in tandem with current equipment to speed up demolition. 3 people are jailed on drug charges following the raid of a home on Youngstown's south side. Police executed a search warrant on East Avondale Avenue Wednesday afternoon. 44-year-old Gerald Wiggins was arrested on possession charges of crack cocaine, fentanyl, and heroin. He's accused of selling drugs out of the house. 38-year-old Chantel Cato was booked on account of fentanyl possession, while 36-year-old Sherry Clinton was arrested on a charge of crack cocaine possession. Police found pills, a scale, a bag of fentanyl, crack cocaine, and heroin inside the house. All 3 are scheduled for arraignment today in municipal court. A woman who broke into a Warren home and assaulted a dog has been found not guilty by reason of insanity. The ruling for 44-year-old Etta Clardy of Camel was issued Thursday in Trumbull County Common Pleas Court. Judge Cynthia Westcott Rice says Clardy was suffering from severe mental illness and did not know the wrongfulness of her actions. In August 2023, she repeatedly hit a dog with a shovel at a home on Elm Road Northeast. The canine was later euthanized. Clardy was initially found not competent to stand trial, but her competency competency was restored last month. She will undergo an evaluation, and the judge will determine a sentence or treatment. State Route 7 in Jefferson County is closed until further notice because of a rock fall. ODOT says the location is the site of ongoing rock fall remediation. Blasting is used weekly for excavation purposes. Thursday's blasting caused more material to fall than anticipated, causing significant rock fall onto both lanes of Route 7. It's not clear how long the road closure will be in place. Completion of the remediation project is expected in June 2025. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.